to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This whole idea of talking about the endless wars and the endless foreign aid, it seems like nobody cares about the budget. I mean, we're in big trouble, and nobody wants to cut anything. So if you're going to keep sending foreign aid overseas and these endless wars that you don't have to declare and go into Libya without even consulting with the Congress, the biggest threat, the biggest security is our financial condition. And this is just aggravating it.
Lots of applause for Ron Paul. From the 11th, believe it, 11 GOP debates so far, he focuses on foreign aid, much of which many agree with him, is a waste of money, especially our involvement in a lot of countries where we just have no interests at all. So that's how we get started here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the GOP debates, the presidential debates. And who's on top, who's on first, who's still in the race. John Huntsman, for example, answering a question here about what he thinks about the defense budget cuts.
Let's face the economic reality. Let's face the deficit reality we have as a country. We have an economic deficit, and I'd argue that 70% debt to GDP is a national security problem, because at some point you just don't grow anymore when your debt becomes that. I mean, look at Japan. They're in their third decade of lost growth. Look at Greece. Look at Italy. So I say, aside from that, we've got another deficit in this country. It's called the trust deficit. People have lost trust in their institutions of power in America. They don't trust Congress. They don't trust the executive branch. They don't trust Wall Street. The list goes on. We've got to fix both those deficits. But as it relates to defense spending, let's be realistic about this. We can't have an intellectually honest conversation about where we go with debt and spending with sacred cows. Everything's got to be on the table. The Defense Department's got to be on the table, for heaven's sake. But we need to have a Defense Department and a budget for the Defense Department. If we can't find some savings in the $650 billion budget, we're not looking closely enough. But we need spending for the Department of Defense that follows a strategy. And that strategy needs to follow how we best protect the American people now that we're in the second decade of the 21st century. And I believe our national security strategy and our foreign policy increasingly needs to follow, number one, economic policy. It used to break my heart sitting in Beijing, the second largest embassy in the world, looking at neighboring Afghanistan. We'd have 100,000 troops there. The Chinese would move in and take the mining concession. And I say there's something fundamentally wrong with this picture. What are we going to get with the program and determine that foreign policy will be driven by economics? That which plays right back to strengthening our core and creates jobs here on the home front. And second of all, let's face the reality that we have a counter-terror threat. For as far as the eye can see, and that means not only in Afghanistan, but every corner of the world, we've got to prepare for the reality that counterterrorism is here to stay. We need friends and allies who are in this fight with us. We need special forces response capability. We need defense spending that will match the realities of where we find ourselves.
Thank you.
Wow. Kind of makes a lot of sense. How many people have been listening to John Huntsman? He makes sense. Ron Paul makes sense. Mitt Romney, kinda. Newt Gingrich, mostly. So what are we, if you listen to Huntsman and you start thinking about, there are a couple of pretty good candidates here. How come Huntsman hasn't gotten more attention? Is it because he's not standing on top of the table beating his chest? I think he sounds pretty intelligent. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The time is now. The interest is in the next, 2 months, and then there's the first caucus and the first votes in the presidential primaries for the Republicans. It's a big time. It's an important time. And what Huntsman says, everything ought to be on the table, isn't that what you think, too? Don't you think everything? If you really understand, there are those of you who talk and you think you know what you're talking about, but you really don't. You don't know what really is going on in the budget process. You don't know what deals are being made. You don't know how you talk about insider trading, some of the members of Congress. What about the insider deals they make with the Defense Department, contractors, and stuff like that? And when there's $100 in the budget, if they don't spend it all, they won't get more next year, so they spend it on whatever they can find to spend it on. Is that acting in your best interest? Sure doesn't sound like it. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Michelle Bachmann in the GOP debate.
We have to recognize what's happening on the ground.
These are nuclear weapons all across this nation. And potentially Al-Qaeda could get a hold of these weapons. These weapons could find their way out of Pakistan into New York City or into Washington, D.C., and a nuclear weapon could be set off in this city. That's how serious this is. We have to maintain an American presence. They certainly aren't looking out for the best interests of the United States. I wouldn't expect them to. But at the same time, we have to have our interest, which is national security, represented. The best way we can do that with an uneven actor state is to have some sort of presence there.
Interesting. Uneven actor state. Al-Qaeda brought in. Does that scare you? Is that what this is about? Let's make everybody afraid. Rick Perry answering a question in the GOP debate last night.
I'm Danielle Pletka. I'm the Vice President for Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. Yesterday, the United States and the UK slapped new sanctions on Iran. But we haven't bought oil directly from Iran in over 30 years. We've had targeted sanctions on Iran for more than half that time. Nonetheless, Iran is probably less than a year away from getting a nuclear weapon. Do you believe that there is any set of sanctions that could be put in place that would stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon?
Let's go to Governor Perry. What do you think?
Absolutely. We need to sanction the Iranian central bank. That would be one of the most powerful ways to impact that. As a matter of fact, Congressman Paul, that is what we need to do before we ever start having any conversations about a military strike, is to use every sanction that we have. And when you sanction the Iranian central bank, that will shut down that economy. At that particular point in time, they truly have to deal with the United States. And it's one of the reasons that I call for there is an area over there of all of them working together, and I'm talking about Syria, and bringing them into the mix as well. As I call for, one of the options is to have a no-fly zone over Syria. At the same time, you're putting those types of sanctions against Iran, and in that moment, they will understand that America is serious. This president refuses to do that, and it's another show of lack of leadership from the president of the United States.
Republican presidential candidates clashing on when to pull troops from Afghanistan, how to approach a hostile regime in Iran, and whether to accede to cuts in the Pentagon budget as they seek to better define themselves on national security issues. That seems to be the underlying theme to those on center stage last night. We'll continue to hear more from the candidates. Newt Gingrich, in fact, up next on the Countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found.
Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip, and it's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right, that dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
All right, the countdown, continuing the focus here on the opening and the continuing discussion and the close, if you will, the open. Remember the old thing, the old expression, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. That kind of is what I'm thinking we're listening to here. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the presidential debate, the presidential race. You may have heard, this is kind of fun, that some of these candidates are trying to get on the late night shows to show that they're human. Here's Michelle Bachmann on with the Jimmy Fallon.
Romney.
Hair. No, just a minute.
You can't. It's more than one word. You have another one?
Vice President.
Oh. Gingrich.
Newt. Newt.
Kane.
Nine.
Palin.
Gorgeous.
Obama.
Finished.
Whoa! Perry.
That's not one word. I've got to do three. Governor. Texas. Can't remember.
Last one. Bachman.
President.
There you go. Very good, everybody.
Maybe winner. So Michelle Bachmann plays a word association game with Jimmy Fallon on his program, and then the ladies on The View talk about it.
He did one of these things where he said you have to give an answer in one word, and she may not be up there in the polls, but she was terrific at
word
this.
Word association.
Yeah. Yeah, word association.
Say it.
Here we go.
Romney.
Hair. No, just a minute.
You can't. It's more than one word. You have another one?
All right, so I think we heard the... Wait a minute. Let's not do that again. 800-510-8255. All right, here's an excerpt from the ladies talking about how and why Mitt Romney can't get more traction.
You know, since the election campaigns began, Mitt Romney's been at sort of at the top of the polls, but other candidates seem to always creep up on him, and strategists are wondering if he doesn't have more, why he doesn't have more voter support. Now, I'll ask you, because I know you're a big fan of Romney. Do you think this is people sort of listening to people talking about his religion? What do you think it is?
I think he and President Obama actually have something in common, where they're able to separate, as we should, their religion from politics. And I think they did that. He did it in Massachusetts when he was governor. It's interesting, though, because people are like, ooh, Noah Mormon, which is strange because... When you look at politics in the world of novels, business, let me tell you some, I don't even know if you realize this, some Mormons that are actually making a difference right now. Our president appointed Gordon Flake to be the ambassador of Korea and East Asia. John Huntsman, he had appointed ambassador to China before deciding to run.
Huntsman's name comes up again. He's beginning to creep into the conversation. Have you noticed that? But Gingrich is on top of the poll, so we'll hear from him from the debate in a matter of moments. Here you're listening to the Talk Radio Review. Doug Stephan at 21 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and so we are talking about the latest GOP debate and the presidential race in general, trying to get all of the characters and bases covered, because that's what we do here, all sides and all input. Newt Gingrich answering questions about the future of the Patriot Act.
At least 42 terrorist attacks aimed at the United States have been thwarted since 9/11. Tools like the Patriot Act have been instrumental in finding and stopping terrorists. Shouldn't we have a long-range extension of the investigative powers contained in that act so that our law enforcement officers can have the tools that they need?
Speaker Gingrich, only this weekend there was an alleged terror plot uncovered in New York City. What do you think?
Well, I think that Attorney General Meese has raised a key point, and the key distinction for the American people to recognize is the difference between national security requirements and criminal law requirements. I think it's desperately important that we preserve your right to be innocent until proven guilty if it's a matter of criminal law. But if you're trying to find somebody who may have a nuclear weapon that they're trying to bring into an American city, I think you want to use every tool that you can possibly use to gather the intelligence. The Patriot Act has clearly been a key part of that. And I think looking at it carefully and extending it and building an honest understanding that all of us will be in danger for the rest of our lives. This is not going to end in the short run, and we need to be prepared to protect ourselves from those who, if they could, would not just kill us individually, but would take out entire cities.
So, Speaker, just to clarify, you wouldn't change the Patriot Act?
No, I would not change it. I'm not aware of any specific change it needs, and I'd look at strengthening it because I think the dangers are literally that great. And again, I spent years studying this stuff. You start thinking about one nuclear weapon in one American city and the scale of loss of life, and you ask yourself, what should the president be capable of doing to stop that? And you come up with a very different answer. Again, very sharp division. Criminal law, the government should be, frankly, on defense, and you're innocent until proven guilty. National security, the government should have many more tools in order to save our lives.
All right, so Newt Gingrich, former House Speaker, surging to the top of the GOP presidential field, according to figures from various polls. This one I'm looking at now shows Gingrich leading the field with 26% support from likely voters, Romney has 22%. Here, Ron Paul disagrees with Newt Gingrich on the Patriot Act.
Congressman Paul, I suspect you disagree.
I do.
Tell us why.
I think the Patriot Act is unpatriotic because it undermines our liberty. I'm concerned, as everybody is, about the terrorist attack. Timothy McVeigh was a vicious terrorist. He was arrested. Terrorism, still on the books internationally and nationally, is a criminal, is a crime, and we should deal with it. We dealt with it rather well with Timothy McVeigh. But why I really fear it is we have drifted into a condition that we were warned against, because our early founders were very clear. They said, don't be willing to sacrifice liberty for security. Today, it seems too easy that our government and our Congresses are so willing to give up our liberties for our security. I have a personal belief that you never have to give up liberty for security. You can still provide security without sacrificing our Bill of Rights.
I want to bring others in, but do you want to respond, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh succeeded. That's the whole point. Timothy McVeigh killed a lot of Americans. I don't want a law that says, after we lose a major American city, we're sure going to come and find you. I want a law that says, you try to take out an American city, we're going to stop you.
Well, okay. So how does the Patriot Act do that? And how many freedoms have you lost because of it? I think a lot of people, they seriously understand the Patriot Act, agree with Ron Paul. How about you? 800-510-8255. The service here is an overview of what's going on in the talk radio world, talk radio, news talk radio, in the focus at 28 past the hour.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Media talking about, how are they handling the presidential debates, how are they handling things in general, part of what we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This program came about as an idea focused in a couple of people's heads about music countdown shows and how people wanted at the end of the week to know where their favorite songs were. Well, the same is true for those who listen to the talk radio stations doing issues around the country. So that's how this program was born, and now spread out so that we have a couple of hours every day and 3 hours on the weekend to deal with all 10 of the big topics of the week. And certainly the countdown focus on the presidential race is appropriate. The GOP debate this week, and information in general about this whole process. It's only 6 weeks before the opening Iowa caucuses, the contenders drawing clear contrasts and challenging one another as we try to more sharply understand what it is that they are thinking or at least saying. Here's an example of that between John Huntsman and Mitt Romney arguing about our involvement in Afghanistan.
We need an honest conversation in this country about the sacrifices that have been made over nearly 10 years. We have dismantled the Taliban. We've run them out of Kabul. We've had free elections in 2004. We've killed Osama bin Laden. We've upended, dismantled Al-Qaeda. We have achieved some very important goals for the United States of America. Now, the fact that we have 100,000 troops nation building in Afghanistan, when this nation so desperately needs to be built, when on the ground, we do need intelligence gathering, no doubt about that. We need a strong special forces presence. We need a drone presence, and we need some ongoing training of the Afghan National Army. But we haven't done a very good job defining and articulating what the end point is in Afghanistan. I think the American people are getting very tired about where we find ourselves today.
Let me let Governor Romney respond.
Let me respond. Are you suggesting, Governor, that we just take all our troops out next week? Or what's your proposal?
What I just said? I said we should draw down from 100,000. We don't need 100,000 troops. We don't need 100,000 troops. Well, many of them can't even cross the wire. We need a presence on the ground that is more akin to 10 or 15,000. That will serve our interests in terms of intelligence gathering and special forces response capability. And we need to prepare for a world, not just in South Asia, but indeed in every corner of the world, in which counterterrorism is going to be in front of us for as far as the eye can see into the 21st century.
And the commanders on the ground,
feel that we should bring down our surge troops by December of 2012 and bring down all of our troops, other than perhaps 10,000 or so, by the end of 2014. The decision to pull our troops up before that, they believe, would put at risk the extraordinary investment of treasure and blood which has been sacrificed by the American military. I stand with the commanders in this regard and have no information that suggests that pulling our troops out faster than that would do anything but put at great peril the extraordinary sacrifice that's been made. This is not time for America to cut and run. We have been in for 10 years. We are winding down. The Afghan troops are picking up the capacity to secure their country, and the mission is pretty straightforward. And that is to allow the Afghan people to have a sovereign nation not taken over by the Taliban.
Let me bring the speaker in. What do you say? Pull out?
Just one point.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, just about the generals on the ground. And listen, I think it's important for the American people to know we have achieved some very important objectives in raising standards in Afghanistan and helping to build civil society. But at the end of the day, the President of the United States is Commander-in-Chief. Commander-in-Chief. Of course you're going to listen to the generals. But I also remember when people listened to the generals in 1967, and we heard a certain course of action in Southeast Asia didn't serve our interests very well. The president is the commander-in-chief and ought to be informed by a lot of different voices, including those of the commander.
Speaker Gingrich.
Look, I've got a good... He gets a response, I get a response. Yes. Of course the commander-in-chief makes the final decision.
How about the rest
of course the final...
How about us who haven't had a response?
Of course the commander-in-chief makes the final decision, but the commander-in-chief makes that decision based upon the input of people closest to the ground. And we've both been to Afghanistan. I've been to Afghanistan. The people I speak with there say we have a very good prospect of the people in Afghanistan being able to secure the peace and their sovereignty from the Taliban. But that if we pull out in a precipitous basis, as Governor Huntsman suggests, that we could well see that nation and Pakistan get pulled into terror and become another launching point to go after America. That's a mistake. That's why you listen and then make your decision.
All right. So who agrees with Huntsman there and who agrees with Romney? I'm thinking Huntsman makes more sense more and more. I've never been enthusiastic about Romney. I'd certainly vote for him instead of Obama if you were asking me for my opinion. If it boiled down to Romney versus Obama, there's no choice. However, in this circumstance, I think Huntsman sounds better and smarter. The word association game that Michelle Bachmann was playing, maybe we put Huntsman as a vice presidential contender. There are a lot of these people are beginning to show up, and they sound, other than Perry, I mean, Bachmann sounds better. Perry's the one who ought to be on the bottom of the, I think he has got 4% now, and that's where he belongs. But Huntsman is a good candidate, sounds like. Hasn't gotten the attention or respect, kind of like Ron Paul. And we'll deal with that. As a matter of fact, here's host Rick Roberts talking to one of his callers about how well Ron Paul is doing, even though the news media is not talking about it.
Roger, how you doing?
Hey, I wanted to comment on the polls that you're talking about. I don't give much credence to them, but you're commenting on Ron Paul not being in any of the polls matching up with Obama. I've actually seen quite a few.
Are you talking about the new Bloomberg poll?
No. There's like three Rasmussen's over the last 4 or 5 months. CNN, all of them are within striking distance, within statistical, range.
I talked to Scott Rasmussen today. And you got to be careful with your polling data as to what is specifically being polled. The Iowa caucuses are what this polling data is referring to. And now this is, it's still an important state. It's the first presidential nominating state in the GOP field, right? So this new Bloomberg poll of likely caucus participants shows a four-way tie in Iowa. Representative Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain. They're in the top tier, underscoring, I guess, among other things, the uncertainty in the race. 60% of the respondents said they could be persuaded to back someone other than these choices. And I'm thinking, well, what? I mean, what's this polling data tell me then? Nothing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's like Twain said, there's stats and damn stats. So, I don't give it too much credence. But, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little rundown for me. Okay. I can say I agree with Perry on 70% of stuff. Bachmann, 75-80. I think she's a great lady.
Kane,
70%. He has problems answering things on things as simple as policy toward Libya and other issues, but a good guy. Newt, brilliant orator. personal life is a disaster from what I understand. His record was mixed back in the 90s, although, you know, did some good things there with the contract in America, but then kind of let it go. Paul, I agree with on about probably 85% of stuff. And I look at it. I've looked at his plan. I've looked at Perry's plan. There's not enough on the spending side, cuts on Perry's plan. The way Paul does it, you know, I'm basically involved in markets. And basically, Paul's plan, the thing I like about it is that he's not going to have some major shocks on the side we don't want them, you know, as far as taxes and so forth. You know, you don't want to just go in some new major plan. That's going to be, although we'd like a flat tax, of course, flat tax of zero would be great. But it's not something you're going to be able to implement right away.
Pretenders, contenders, and tenders, as the chairs continue to be sort of moved around, you may be interested to know that some of the pundits foresee a record year in political advertising next year, demand for all kinds of advertising for those who are running for the White House and the PACs that are going to support various points of view. This is the first election year since the Supreme Court decision allowing the raising of unlimited funds. So far, the Republicans and Democrats both have said they want to raise $1 billion and they're, for the presidency and another couple of billions. They meant $4 billion to get people elected to jobs that pay the max is $400,000 a year. What does that tell you about what the job really is all about? 800-510-8255. All right, let's wrap up our discussion or listening to the bits and pieces from the presidential debate last night by listening to Rick Santorum, who is not really a contender, and Herman Cain, who seems to be waning. But they hear an interesting conversation about their views on profiling.
Senator Santorum, under certain circumstances in the past, you've supported profiling. Is that correct?
I have.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, I think TSA is a good example of that. We should be trying to find the bomber, not the bomb. Other countries have done it. Israel is probably the best example of that.
So just to be precise, is it ethnic profiling, religious profiling? Who would be profiled?
Well, the folks who are most likely to be committing these crimes, if you look at it, I mean, obviously it was people, obviously Muslims would be someone you'd look at. Absolutely. Those are the folks who are the radical Muslims are the people that are committing these crimes as we've, by and large, as well as younger males. I mean, these are things that, not exclusively, but these are things that you profile to find your best, the most likely candidate.
Congressman Paul.
That's digging a hole for ourselves. What if they look like Timothy McVeigh? You know, he was pretty tough criminal. I think we're using too much carelessness in the use of words that we're at war. I remember voting on a declaration of war. Oh, war against terrorism. And terrorism is a tactic. It isn't a person. It isn't a people. So this is a very careless use of words. What about this? Sacrifice liberties because they're terrorists? You're the judge and the jury? No, they're suspects.
Herman Cain, let's bring you into this conversation. Are you with Senator Santorum when he says that there should be religious profiling, that Muslims in particular should get extra screening when they go through airports?
I believe we can do a whole lot better with TSA, and I call it targeted identification.
What does that mean?
We can do targeted identification. If you take a look at the people who have tried to kill us, it would be easy to figure out exactly what that identification profile looks like. The terrorists have one objective that some people don't seem to get. They want to kill all of us. So we should use every mean possible to kill them first or identify them first.
All right. So there it is. A pretty interesting and concise view of the candidates sparring over national security issues. The poll tracker shows Gingrich is there, Ron Paul holding steady, Romney losing some. Pretty interesting as this thing shakes out. Up next on the countdown, the super committee in the focus.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Here's today's Ask the Expert foot care tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit Listerine.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 800-510-8255. Your opinions on the results of the super committee, the smoke from the smoldering failure known as this deficit super committee spreading heavily across Capitol Hill, as we hear now in this conversation with host Barry Young. He interviews Senator John McCain.
Wherever you go, they're going to hit you with the super committee fail, and stories it was doomed to failure, was set to failure, and all that. I look at it slightly differently here. You held the line.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard, the super committee was a success. You guys didn't go up there and cave in and fold up like a cheap JCPenney suit. You couldn't agree on $1.2 trillion in so-called deficit reduction, but it really wasn't. I mean, what did I miss here? It was not deficit reduction, really.
No, you're exactly right. What they wanted to do, and by the way, led by Pat Toomey, he's very conservative, and John Kyle was very conservative, they did make a few concessions. Republicans did. There was no concessions on the other side, but it really came down to that. You're right. They wanted $1 trillion in tax increases in these difficult economic times, and our position was very, and by the way, no modifications in the entitlement programs. And so, look, I campaigned, as you know, for re-election last election. I said, look, I won't vote to raise taxes in difficult economic times. And so, frankly, if they had agreed to, you know, for the sake of pleasing the liberal media in Washington and around the country, it would have split the Republican Party, Barry. It would have been a betrayal of everything that the Tea Parties had such a significant effect on the 2010 election about. So I'm sorry that we couldn't come to an agreement. I'm sorry that we haven't attacked the debt and deficit problem, which is now at $15 trillion, as you know. It's been added to some $5 trillion, I believe, since President Obama came to office, but I'm glad that I would much rather have a stalemate than cave in on and raising tax, because not because of my philosophical principles, but for my firm conviction and belief that it would harm the economy further.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And what some are saying is a spectacular failure. We're talking about the Super Committee and the results and the conversation on Talk Radio. Is it all hyperbole? A lot of yakety-yak. Here's host Mike Rosen with John McCormick, who is a reporter for the Weekly Standard, about one congressman's explanation for this failure.
Tell us what Pat Toomey's explanation was and why he explained that the Democrats first and foremost wanted to raise taxes and also soak the rich.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Pat Toomey is a real strong conservative. He used to head up the Club for Growth. He's the guy who took on Arlen Specter in 2004, lost in a very narrow primary, ended up chasing Specter from the Republican Party in 2010 and won a Senate seat. So Pat Toomey is really a conservative and a fiscal conservative to boot. And what he actually proposed was a genuine compromise. You know, the Republicans have always said their hope for tax reform is we're going to lower everyone's tax rates and we're going to offset those lower rates by reducing or eliminating tax breaks, loopholes, deductions, exclusions.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I wanted to applaud you for using the word rates.
Yes.
Democrats talk about Republican tax cuts when Republicans are really talking about tax rate cuts that would provide a real economic stimulus and increase revenues. Democrats conveniently leave out the word rates, which is wholly relevant in this debate. Thank you for saying rates.
Exactly. And so Toomey, the rest of his plan, but Toomey, I mean, he said, listen, I believe in revenue-neutral tax reform, but he was actually willing to concede $250 billion in extra loopholes being reduced or nixed for the wealthiest Americans. He was willing to do that in exchange for, one, the tax reform, and two, entitlement reform. He said he wouldn't have taken this deal, on its own, just in terms of taxes, but he thought if there was a real chance to reform entitlements and get pro-growth, lower-rate tax reform. He was willing to do this. You know, it's the kind of thing that Grover Norquist, who's the head of the Americans for Tax Reform, called poison. You know, Pat Toomey really put himself out there, and I personally think that $250 billion in exchange for what Pat Toomey was trying to get would have been a real good deal. But the Democrats said no. They wanted a trillion. They were never negotiating good faith, I don't think.
All right. Well, thinking it's all about posturing and politics and the same old stuff that's been going on for decades, getting worse and worse all the time. Nobody wants to talk to each other, and we'll blame the other side because they're all dumb and we're all smart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's talk host Doug Kellett with economist Bill Glynn about how most people seem to expect this whole plan is going to not work.
I would say a couple of months ago, we knew we were going to be exactly where we are today, the week, a few days just before Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, repulsive. Leadership-less nation. You have the President of the United States of America, right, sitting back there, noticeably not involved in this whole debate and
That's
super
right.
committees, whatever, and all of a sudden weighing in, well, you know, it's Republicans hanging that. Look, at here's, you want leadership? Here's what leadership is. Hey, guess what? Corporate tax rate, zero. Capital gains, zero. Flat tax and national sales tax, right? 70% consumption, Doug, in this country, so why not tax it? And the rich would end up paying more anyway, but people on welfare and Social Security, guess what? They pay too. Everyone pays. And do you think there'd be $1 trillion invested in our stock market nearly overnight? And how about repatriating all that corporate cash? How about, you know, pushing things offshore? How much of that would come back to an environment where there is zero corporate tax?
Yeah, but you know, Bill, I mean, all these things you're saying makes perfect sense. You've talked about them. I've heard other people with your knowledge, you know, brought up some of these ideas. But I think a lot of them actually go against President Obama's own sort of political philosophy here. And therefore, he can't bring himself to agree to this because that would actually help corporate America or the business community, which he really does not like. So this, you know, he really thinks he can run against Congress as a do-nothing Congress, such as Harry Truman did back in the 1940s. And that was one of the reasons, I guess, he didn't lobby his particular point of view in this committee and sort of stayed out of it. I mean, that's why Chris Matthews of CNBC, or of MSNBC is seemed to be somewhat confused that the president wasn't calling members of Congress, trying to get them on his side or anything like that.
That's shocking. Chris Matthews, of all people.
I know,
wow.
It is shocking. It's sort of one of those seismic events that happens every so often.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So a lot of blarney. It ought to be St. Patrick's Day. Does this whole thing ballooning in front of you smell like just more politics? And was it people are saying, oh, it was supposed to fail. Yeah. Anyway, you've heard a good review of a lot of the issues going on in the talk radio world on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. Doug Steffen here, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving.